Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Lane Miller. And what else are we going to be talking about, Lane, but Bryce City culture connections? Always a fun time to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
You know, I do have some bad news to report. We're halfway through the season.
That is,
Thursday is the exact midpoint of Culture Connection.
You know, it's bittersweet news because that means we've had a few weeks of just incredible music throughout the summer, and we have a bunch more to look forward to.
And the best is yet to come.
Oh yeah, and this is the one. This week's the one I've had circled on my calendar ever since the schedule was first released. Fleetwood Visions, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band coming to Carbon County. It's an incredible song.
Does it get any better than that?
It really doesn't. You know, I bet. In order to get prepared for this, I've been listening to a lot of the old Fleetwood Mac, and you know, there's so much. They have the hits that you're always going to hear on classic rock radio stations, but when you get deeper and deeper into that discography, you're just blown away by how high quality all of their music really is.
Oh, I agree. You know, I'm prepared. I've got a brand new Fleetwood Mac t-shirt. I'm ready for the night.
You can't go wrong with that. And, you know, it's been a spectacular few weeks for Culture Connection leading up to this as well. I mean, last week, of course, you had the big fireworks show playing underneath the fireworks. That was just an incredible spectacle.
That's
as it was last year.
That's such a great idea.
It was. And then the week before, you had Code Blue Revival just absolutely blew it away.
Yeah, they were good. Really good.
They were. When they closed with Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, I couldn't believe it. That's one of my favorite songs. So I was so happy that I was able to be in attendance for that one. So let's talk Fleetwood Visions a little more in depth. You know, this is a band that we've talked about with Ted. When you're planning the schedule out, you try and put that cornerstone right there in the middle of this, and this serves as that cornerstone band this year.
When we looked at the season, I think July is the high point. So midway through July is where we put this on purpose. As a kickstarter for the rest of the year, and kind of an introduction up to International Days and 3 days with the music for International Days.
And that's going to be a fun one. We'll get a little more in-depth into International Days next week because, I mean, you guys always bring the heat with that. That's some fan favorites, some new ones coming in. You can't go wrong with Culture Connections during a major event, you know, 4th of July, International Days. That's when I feel like you see a lot more people come out as well to experience what this is really like.
Well, it kind of points out just how important music is to Carbon County. You know, when we came out with the Music in the Corridor poster, I looked at that and thought, we've got a lot of music coming up. And I see us getting bigger and better, and it's become a real mainstay of who we are.
That it has. We talked about it a few months ago that you envisioned Price becoming that spot where you go to in Utah if you want good music, good entertainment. I think as the season has gone on, you guys have really lived up to that expectation.
I think so too. You know, thanks to Ted and funding from the city council. And yeah, I think we're becoming a real thing.
Now, you mentioned that this is the exact midway point through the Culture Connection season. Let's look back over the first half of the year for a second. What has been the most impressive part of this all to you?
I think the most impressive thing is that we've had some brand new bands who have, even though I didn't know their names, have been really good. I'm thinking back to the first week with the Bombshell Flowers. They were young musicians, but man, they got the crowd stirred up. I've had nothing but compliments since then about them.
You know, I think one of my favorite things that carries over from last year is the change to Washington Park. Being able to sit there in the shade, it's an incredible venue for these concerts. I love what you guys have done with that move.
The bands always compliment us. What a great venue. I hear that every week when we do it. Yeah, the bands love it. The attendees love it. Bring your chairs. Find your best shade. Get us something, a cold Coke to drink and some popcorn, and just enjoy yourself.
It's an event, like you said, that just keeps on growing. Now, we've kind of reflected a bit on the past half of this Culture Connection season. Looking ahead, what kind of things are you wanting to implement? What kind of things are you wanting to bring as we go into the second half of Culture Connection?
Well, we have a couple known groups who have played us a lot. Los Hermanos de los Andes is coming up for International Days. The Deltas are coming the end of the month on July 31st, and then our August group is Davy and the Midnights. Now, if you know Davy and the Midnights, they're old-fashioned rock and roll. They're going to be a hit, I guarantee you.
And these are three of the bands that are always constantly touring, so it's impressive that you guys are able to nail them down with such consistency, because like you said, they're really some marquee acts coming out. I mean, you're wearing your Deltas t-shirt right now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's such a good band. I mean, I love all of Culture Connections, but, you know, along with the new bands we're bringing in, I really like seeing some of those fan favorites coming back.
Me too. And that's what this is all about. You may not love every band that comes, but you're going to love most of them. And they're all fun to listen to.
They really are. And, you know, it's something for everybody. That's what Ted always says. This is something for everybody. You guys really live up to that expectation. Now, let's talk again Fleetwood Visions for a second. Looking through the Fleetwood Mac songbook, I mean, it's hard to choose. But is there any song that sticks out in your head that you're really hoping to see as we go into this Thursday concert?
I love them all. You know, I was listening the other day. I'm like you. I decided to listen, and I thought, oh, that's my favorite. No, that one's my favorite. No, this one has to be my favorite. They're all so good. And you know, I think the reason we enjoy music is when we listen to music from the past, it brings back memories. My wife is always, she'll listen to a song, and she'll say, you know, I get such a strange feeling from that. I don't know what happened, but I get this feeling. And that's what it's all about. It's all about memories.
You know, that's what I love about these classic rock groups is, you know, it kind of spreads across generations, because you're going to have some genres that are kind of generational specific. But I feel like classic rock, bands like Fleetwood Mac, they have songs that kind of have lasted the test of time. And they have different memories associated for different people across all generations. I mean, you have memories about them connected to their songs. I have some memories connected to their songs. It's going to be just a powerful evening of music.
It is. Bring your favorite lawn chair and bring some ice water and join us and have a blast.
And again, that's coming up on this Thursday, 7 p.m. in Washington Park Lane. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, we're halfway through, but that means we have another half left. So don't give up on us. Come visit and come enjoy us and enjoy your surroundings. There's a playground for the kids. There's a wave pool if the kids want to go in the wave pool. It can be just the highlight of your summer, really.
You know, and having gone to a few of these, this really is the highlight of my summer, Lane. Always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks
good
for
talking
taking,
to you.
Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. Appreciate it. Again, that was Lane Miller. We're talking Price City Culture Connections coming up this Thursday. Fleetwood Visions, a Fleetwood Mac tribute band, coming to Washington Park at 7 p.m. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, come have a great time. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.